الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We had distinguished three types of ilm. Dunya's ilm, which is really ilm. Dunya's ilm, which is not really ilm, but it is experience of people. And then the dunya's ilm, which was hijacked and made secular education. So with regard to dunya's ilm, it's a necessity. We have to know how to build a house. We have to live in a house. How to make clothes. All necessities of mankind. And the rule and the word darurat is from the word darar in Arabic. And darar means harm. That if you don't do that, you will be harmed. And the ruling, the principle of darurat is ad-daruratu yuqaddaru biqadri ad-darura. How much is necessary, so much you must engage in that. And that we had given the example, going to the toilet is a necessity. If you don't go to the toilet, you'll harm your health also. You'll make the place also napak, najis, you'll make it impure. So much harm will take place. But you stay in the toilet only, how much is necessary, not more than that. So similarly, dunya's knowledge is a necessity, and everyone's necessity is also different. To eat is also a necessity, and everyone eats differently. Somebody eats more, somebody eats less, but how much is necessary for you, so much you must eat. So this dunya's knowledge, which is a necessity, so much we must engage, and for every person. If we overdo it, it will also cause harm. If a person overeats, it will cause him harm. If a person overstays in the toilet, it will cause him harm. Though he might not understand it, but great spiritual harm will be caused to him if he overstays in the toilet. So all necessity has to be done, how much is necessary. We find that the Muslims had excelled in Spain with dunya's knowledge. And almost the whole of modern society is based on that education. Almost most of it from the Muslims in Spain. They had reached a very great height. And not only in dunya's knowledge, even in dini knowledge. Tafsir al-Qurtubi is famous. Then one book I read of the names of the awliya of Spain. Not the date of birth, when they passed away, where they were born. Only their names. And that was a very voluminous book. Just the name, so many awliya there were. Great, great ulama, they were in Spain. And besides that, dunya's knowledge also, if anyone had the opportunity to go to Spain and see Masjid al-Qurtuba, and then to go and see Al-Hamra, the Red Fort in another town, and there till today it's written, the paper making, the first people in the world to make paper were Muslims. And they were in Spain. All these great, great scientists of Islam from whom the West has stolen. They haven't acknowledged that we took it from them. All that was in Spain. So Muslims had reached their highest and the pinnacle as far as dunya's knowledge is concerned in Spain. But very true also, the greatest fall of the Muslims and the greatest disgrace of the Muslims was also in Spain. Once I gave a talk of this type in Lusaka in Zambia, and after the talk a professor of the university, a Muslim man, came to me and he asked me if I heard this nursery rhyme, which I'm sure all have learnt and heard when we were small, that Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. So I said, yeah, I heard it. And he asked me, you know the meaning? I said, according to the outward words, we know the meaning. He says, the reality and explanation of it is something much more deeper. By Humpty Dumpty, they refer to Islam and the Muslims. Said Humpty Dumpty sat on a great wall, that very high they had reached. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And that Islam and Muslims, we dropped them from there. And they had a great fall there in Spain. All the king's men and horses cannot put Humpty Dumpty together again. That they can never rise up. We dropped them so low. And it is from there that they dumped them in South America. So according to them, whereas it's completely wrong, Islam will rise, there will be Islam in the whole world. A time will come when every person in the world will be a Muslim also. But they said that we drop them so low that they will never be able to rise up again. So this is where dunya's knowledge goes so much, and then it falls also just as hard. So this is what that is not something for us to excel in. Something for us to admire, something for us to vie with one another, something for us to envy one another about dunya's things. Deeni knowledge, and also there was deeni knowledge also, but also remember it's a true principle which exists, that wherever deen and dunya goes together, the nature of man is dunya goes out in front. Any person, no matter how pious you can be, in fact, just give you one example. Some of us might be knowing Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji Rahmatullah Alayhi was in Durban. He was from the town or village of Kathur in India, and he explained to us at one time that in Kathur there was a high school at present, at that time, which was one time a full Darul Uloom, but because they introduced dunya subjects in there, math, science, etc., language, it became a full high school and nothing about deen and Islam there. And Maulana's effort, the time he narrated to us, he had brought it back to deeni ta'lim till hidayah. And he had invited Maulana As'ad Madani rahmatullah alayh for the occasion of the jalsa. And they explained to Maulana this was the history of the school. First it was a Darul Uloom, and then we made effort, we brought it till hidayah. And then Maulana As'ad Sahib said, you are telling me of this one school that was a Darul Uloom that became a school. Again, your pulse effort, you're making it a Darul Uloom. You're telling me of this one. I know of 100 in Gujarat alone that were pure Darul Ulooms and they became schools. Ahmedabad was a center of great Islamic education. And till today, there is no real renowned Darul Uloom in Ahmedabad. So wherever dunya's education comes, at one time the Minister of Education of Egypt was visiting Pakistan. He visited Mufti Taqi Usmani and them in their Darul Uloom Korangi, and he gave a talk to the ustads and the students. In the talk he mentioned, as you people have got makatib for Quran teaching, etc., you have got Darul Ulooms. We had exactly the same 200 years ago in Egypt. And then the missionaries, all these people, non-governmental organizations, offered us money if we introduce maths, arithmetic, hisab in our curriculum. And hisab, we all thought there's nothing wrong. We do need it to calculate miras. We need arithmetic, we need hisab. In fact, it's an Islamic science. Allah taught it to Idris alayhi salam. And everything, they thought nothing wrong with it. The principal was happy, I won't have to make effort so much for chanda, we'll get so much money. The ustads were happy, our wages will increase, so, and there is nothing wrong with it. Within 6 months, they introduced science also. And within 5 years, that madrasa that was exclusive, a deeni madrasa, now to learn Quran Sharif was optional. If you want to learn, you can learn. If you don't want to, you don't have to. It became a school. And eventually there was no sign of Islam left there. The Darul Uloom in Delhi, where Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali studied and became alims. That when the secular education was introduced, it eventually became Delhi Arabic College. And when I was doing my 1 year in Jamaat, For many years, the Delhi Ijtima was held in the same place. But now the Indian government has even taken out the word Arabic. Now it's only Delhi College. For many years now, for many years, scores of years, no Deeni Taaleem. But the word Arabic was still there. Now even the word Arabic has been taken out. So this is the harms of dunyawi knowledge. Secular is even worse. Secular is that education of dunya without Allah, no reference to Allah, that Allah does not exist at all. So you have to understand this also, dunyawi knowledge which is permissible. But to the extent of necessity, and everyone's necessity is different. And also many places, like we have Islamic schools now, and they come up when the school starts. When the Islamic school in Azadville started, I was a founder member also. But within a few months, I saw the direction is completely different. It starts not only Islamic schools, but Aligarh Muslim University, which was started by Sir Sayyid. He started it also with very good intention, that we have the best Muslim doctors, best Muslim engineers, everything. But the time came when it was secular education. The time came when Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was invited to give a talk to the students. And Qari Sahib was an academic person at all levels and at all angles also. But as he just sat down to start the bayan, the booing, the hissing, the whistling was so much, clapping of hands, stamping of feet on the ground, that Qari Sahib couldn't even start with Alhamdulillah Nahmaduhu. He had to get up and leave. So a Muslim, Aligarh Muslim University's condition had become this. It's a barakat of Tabligh Jamaat then. They filtrated, they worked. And afterwards when Qari Sahib went again, and he spoke and he made a bayan, he said, I remember that time when I couldn't even say one word. And today, when it looks to me that Aligarh University looks like Darul Uloom Deoband. What change came about? But this is secular education, the poison of secular education. That such a great alim, he couldn't even speak one word in that environment. One jamaat went to Aligarh University in those days, a simple jamaat from Mewat, and they made all the sacrifices. In the room they were, now Mewati people in those years, perhaps 70, 80 years ago, they never knew a thing like a fan or anything. It was winter, and the winters of Delhi, of Aligarh, are quite severe also. So they gave them a room, playing fools with the jamaat, the students, and they put the fan on. And it was freezing cold, and they put the fan on. And these people, when they saw, they realized, they thought, they analyzed, this fan is making this wind here. So their rumals, which they commonly carry, they took that rumal and threw it to the fan to stop it. That fan, which is being powered by 220 volts, where it's going to stop with one rumal? And they were laughing at them from outside, how they are suffering. That was the idea. That is the poison of the secular education. And this is nothing what it does with aqidahs of people. The akhlaq is open and apparent. Our young girls and boys who go to university, we see what and what is not happening there. When they come home, they are in hijab again, they are in kurta. Parents are fooled that they are still good. But you go and see them at university, and just speak with them a little bit, see what is in their minds and hearts, and you will know what poison. So this is the secular education. So anyway, today wanted to discuss about dunya's education, which is a necessity, and it must be kept to the extent of necessity. And what thing I started, that where it starts, what there are ulama at the helm of affairs, they controlling. But they are voted out very soon. Those who have conservative ideas themselves feel we can't stay here. We rather get out from here. And if they don't get out, they are forced out from there. And if not, they change. They themselves have to change. We have seen with our open eyes that ulama who were so conservative, who were so much for our aslaf and our akabir, but today a complete different color is on them. Then you can stay at that school. Otherwise you can't stay. And then that also, whatever it is, one day they have to die. And when they leave, then who is going to come in their place? Then it happens what happened to Aligarh University. That happens which happened to Arabic, Delhi Arabic College. This is what happens. So understand the most important and what we have to give preference to and ideal in the field of knowledge is our Islamic Dini knowledge. And that knowledge will come to it also inshallah, which is our Darse Nizami, and in our time the curriculum of Darul Uloom Deoband. And then we want to speak about our curriculum here in our Darul Uloom as well. That is the ideal what we have to cherish and work for. Dunyavi knowledge is a necessity which you have to be very much vigilant and keep your eyes very wide open and your ears very sharp that you don't overstep the limit. And secular education is right out of the equation. There should be no secular education. So inshallah, understand that and we will carry on. Subhanallah.